Hello, I'm Jay Evans, and I'm a scientist with the USDA ARS Bee Research Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland. And I'm going to read an essay I wrote for Bee Culture magazine for the January 2023 issue, titled Found in Translation, Save the Males. Male honeybees are not afforded much respect. If a male bee had the mojo to write a memoir, it would be entitled Eat, Mate, Die. One bee's journey toward the audible pop. No movie options there, despite the sadist just waiting for the dramatic ending. Nevertheless, these droning lives are critical for the generational success of honeybee colonies. And recent research has explored how male bees, fragile though they might be, contribute to colony health and the longevity of laying queens. There are also new insights into how biological and environmental threats impact males and therefore colony success. First, male bees truly do have a smaller behavioral repertoire than females. Males are also sheltered from many of the stresses faced by worker bees and long-lived queens. The typical male bee, following a leisurely 24-day development time, emerges from his roomy honeycomb cell and simply lives for more than a week before taking his first flight from the colony. No glands to produce wax, no glands to produce buttery food for developing bees, no grooming, no feeding of others, no defending the colony. During this time, the male's energy is funneled into massive flight muscles and impressively large testes. When scientists look at male performance, they look at these two factors. Can the boys fly, and can they make viable sperm and lots of it? For the first question, it's important to determine if stressed males even live long enough to fly. Recent work by Allison McAfee and colleagues from the University of British Columbia and North Carolina State University showed that drones are more sensitive than worker bees to both cold temperatures and to one pesticide, imidacloprid, under high lab exposure rates. This article is titled, Drone Honeybees Are Disproportionately Sensitive to Abiotic Stressors, Despite Expressing High Levels of Stress Response Proteins. And it's in the journal Communications Biology. And specifically, most drones simply can't endure 4 hours at temperatures just above freezing, while their female counterparts survive fine. In the same study, drones died at twofold higher rates than their sisters after exposure to 100 parts per million of imidacloprid. When exposed to a cocktail of field-expected pesticide doses, both drones and worker bees survived fine in these trials, but the evidence that drones were disproportionately sensitive prevailed. And what about sperm? Much has been written about the impacts of drone sperm quality on colony health, using techniques mastered by retired USDA scientist Anita Collins. For example, her paper from 2000 titled Relationship Between Semen Quality and Performance of Instrumentally Inseminated Honeybee Queens. That was in Apidology. But what is it outside of the lab that leads to inviable drone sperm? Like most traits, both genes and the environment play a role. In a recent colony-level study, Lars Straub and colleagues measured the impacts of pesticide stress on, quote, all the things drones are asked to do, end quote. Their study was titled Negative Effects of Neonicotinoids on Male Honeybee Survival, Behavior, and Physiology in the Field. And it was in 2021 in the Journal of Applied Ecology. Drones exposed to field-realistic chemical doses via pollen patties fed to their colonies died at twice the rate of controls. And when they survived, exposed drones took longer than controls to take their first flight, drifted more often to the wrong colony, and produced a higher ratio of defective sperm. But does that defective sperm translate into poor colony health? Jeffrey Pettis and co-authors showed that queens heading failing colonies in commercial beekeeping operations carry a higher proportion of damaged sperm. This paper was called Colony Failure to Low Sperm, Linked to Low Sperm Viability in Honeybee Queens, and an Exploration of Potential Causative Factors. And it was in 2016 in the journal PLOS, PLOS 1. 60% of the sperm stored by queens in failing colonies was dead, while only 30% was dead in healthy colonies. This need not reflect a history of dysfunctional dads, in that poor sperm health might reflect the abilities of queens to keep sperm viable rather than damaged goods from the start. In fact, the researchers found higher levels of dead sperm after queens were subjected to temperature stress, passing the blame for sperm health to queens, or, more likely, queen transport and management. Weirdness in male bee genetics plays some role in their fragility. Male bees, like male ants and wasps, and males found in a handful of less prosperous insect groups, are generally, quote, haploid from birth to death. Males are born of unfertilized eggs that simply start dividing into tissues and eventually organs, forming a viable insect that has no genetic father. Being haploid comes with its own set of challenges. Most life forms outside of the bacteria and the archaea have a genetic father and mother. This means we have two copies of genes that encode most of the proteins in our bodies. And this redundancy can be good as organisms develop, behave, and prosper. For example, many survivable genetic diseases in humans and other organisms are survivable simply because one of two viable proteins in such cases can suffice for a critical life task. As scientists have noted, honeybee drones are thus uniquely vulnerable to dysfunctional proteins encoded by their exposed genomes. The work above by Dr. McAfee and colleagues, for example, contrasted males and their sisters specifically to see if males were the weaker sex because they are haploid or because of other biological differences. Their study suggests the latter. Nevertheless, there are surely impacts from having half a set of chromosomes in terms of breeding and bee evolution. Garrett Slater and colleagues, in the paper Haploid and Sexual Selection Shape the Rate of Evolution of Genes Across the Honeybee Genome, that's a 2022 paper in Genome Biology and Evolution, showed that genes that were especially active in male bees were evolving differently than genes equally active in both sexes, although it's not clear that this reflects playing with half a deck. The genetic impacts of being haploid and the potential for this phenomenon to be exploited in bee breeding are good topics for next month. Thanks to a handful of female and male scientists who have looked past the limited behavioral range of male bees, we now have critical information on the colony and environmental factors that conspire against drones, and the impacts of drone health on colony offspring born from their brief and dramatic lives. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next month.